Library sorry for including conservative scholar's book on transgenderism in Pride Month display. By Penny Starr on June 16, 2021. A library in Irving, Texas, issued an apology this week for including a conservative's best-selling book after activists in the LGBT movement complained. Ryan T. Anderson, president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center in Washington, D.C., wrote the book When Harry Became Sally, responding to the transgender moment. Before the library incident, the book caused a stir on Amazon, which removed it from the platform. June is Pride Month and many businesses and organizations are catering to the LGBT movement with special merchandising, and Anderson's book showed up in the library's LGBT-themed book display. Hey at Ryan Tond, you made it into the Pride display, a Twitter user tweeted, tagging Anderson. Guess at Irving Library staff doesn't actually read books. The library responded on social media to the criticism by removing the book from the Pride display. We noticed this error as well and removed it from our display days ago. Unfortunately, this is an older picture and missed it when we posted it. We do apologize. Thank you. Differing perspectives do not belong in our library, at last four kickball replied. The library later clarified that the book is not in the display but is still available. The book has not been removed from our collection and is still available for checkout, the library tweeted. We apologize for this confusion. Confusion is the theme of Anderson's book, which is described this way on the Barnes & Noble website. When Harry Became Sally provides thoughtful answers to questions arising from our transgender moment. Drawing on the best insights from biology, psychology, and philosophy, Ryan Anderson offers a nuanced view of human embodiment, a balanced approach to public policy on gender identity, and a sober assessment of the human costs of getting human nature wrong. This book exposes the contrast between the media's sunny depiction of gender fluidity and the often sad reality of living with gender dysphoria. It gives a voice to people who tried to transition by changing their bodies, and found themselves no better off. Especially troubling are the stories told by adults who were encouraged to transition as children but later regretted subjecting themselves to those drastic procedures. As Anderson shows, the most beneficial therapies focus on helping people accept themselves and live in harmony with their bodies. This understanding is vital for parents with children in schools where counselors may steer a child toward transitioning behind their backs. Everyone has something at stake in the controversies over transgender ideology. When misguided anti-discrimination policies allow biological men into women's restrooms and penalize Americans who hold to the truth about human nature, Anderson offers a strategy for pushing back with principle and prudence, compassion and grace. Anderson's book was a bestseller on Amazon before it was banned. The online giant recently and quietly reinstated the book on its website. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.